Have you ever been in a situation where you're downloading a huge file, and in the middle of the download you get disconnected from your ISP for some reason, or something causes the computer to lock up? As we all know, when something like this happens, you have to restart the downloading all over again, which is extremely frustrating. Thankfully, you don't have to worry about these problems if you use a download manager program such as GetRight from Headlight Software. This is an extremely accessible program that will allow you to resume most file downloads if things go wrong or if you need to interrupt the process for some reason. Okay, I'm now at the computer and I'm going to demonstrate how GetRight works. I am using Windows Millennium with Internet Explorer 5.5, JFW 3.7, the DeckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer, and a Sound Blaster Live Value as my sound card. First of all, I'm going to load GetRight into memory, and to do that, I go to the Start menu.
Start menu. Windows Update.
Peep Programs.
Accessories Submenu.
Now, at the moment, I have my keyboard echo turned off. I'm going to turn it on.
Characters.
There we go.
G. GetRight. More Submenu.
Now, we've got a couple of options here. We've got More, or if I go down.
GetRight Tray Icon.
GetRight Tray Icon, and that's what I want.
Enter.
So press Enter.
Leaving menus. Dialogue.
Now it says dialogue, but in reality there is no dialogue box on here. Okay, well GetRight is loaded, and it is now in the system tray. And I'll show you how you can use the system tray functions of GetRight in a few minutes. But I'm going to Alt-Tab back to Internet Explorer.
Alt-Tab. Welcome to ACB Radio.
And we are currently on ACB Radio. That's the default web page I've got set up in Internet Explorer. I'm going to press Control-O to open another page.
Control-O. Open dialogue.
Okay, I want to go to Freedom Scientific's website so I can download the trial version of Connect Out Loud. So I'm going to go to
www.hj.com
and press Enter.
Enter.
This will take me to Henry Joyce's website.
Page has 11 links.
But I can get to the Connect Out Loud page through here. I'm going to go into my links list box with Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view.
And I'm going to press C for Connect Out Loud.
C. Connect Out Loud.
Press Enter.
Enter. Freedom Scientific Assistive Technology for Blind and Visually Impaired Computer Users.
That's just the
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
That's just the title
Connect
of
Out Loud
the
link.
Of page the page.
Links.
There we go.
Graphic Enter just a division of Freedom Scientific logo. Search our site.
Okay. Now, the program that I want to download is at the bottom of the page, so I'm going to go back into my links list.
Links list dialog. Links list view.
I'm now going to press End.
End. View current Connect Out Loud technical support notices. Download Connect Out Loud Florida server 9.3 MB.
I just pressed up arrow. Now before I press enter, I should remind you that because GetRight is loaded at the moment, another window is going to come up instead of the usual file download dialog that asks if you want to save the file to disk or if you want to open it from its current location. So here's what happens when I press enter.
Enter. Connect Out Loud information Microsoft Internet Explorer. GetRight save as dialog. File name edit. Connect 10049.xe.
Okay, the GetRight window has popped up, and we are now in the edit box where you can change the file name if you want. I'm going to leave it as it is. I'm going to tab through this dialog box just to show you what else we have here, because there are a few other things.
Tab. Save as type combo box. All files star period star. Tab. Save button.
There's a save button, but we'll keep going.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. Quick folder combo box.
This quick folder section of the dialog box allows you to categorize your downloads, and I'll down arrow through this combo box just to show you what we've got here.
Demos.
Demos.
Games.
Games.
High priority.
High priority.
Low priority.
Low priority.
Music.
Music.
Utilities.
Utilities.
Work.
And work. And that's the last one we've got, so I'm going to press Home.
Home.
Personally, I don't use this quick folder option. You can if you want to, but I prefer to just leave it alone. I'm going to Tab.
Tab. Comment edit.
You can enter a comment here if you want to.
Tab. Save in combo box. Graphic 277 MP3 sub.
Actually, that's supposed to be MP3s. This was the directory I used last time I was using GetRight, but I don't want to save this file here.
Storage 2D.
I'm going to go to the root directory of my hard drive.
Tab. List view. Not selected.
And this is just the usual list box here for selecting a folder you want to save under.
Tab. File name edit. Connect 10,000.
Now I'm going to press Enter to start the file downloading procedure. Now, one thing I should note here is that when you first install GetWrite, you will get various sound files for different messages that will come up in GetWrite. For instance, when you add a file, as I'm about to do in a second here, because GetWrite adds files you download to a special place called the download status window, and that is where you can go to resume a file transfer if something goes wrong. But anyway, when you press enter, you'll hear file added. But I personally don't care for the sound files that come with GetWrite, so I went into SoundForge and I made my own sound files, and then I just set GetWrite up to use those sound files instead. Also, when you install GetWrite for the first time, the sounds, for some unexplained reason, are turned off. But there is a way you can turn them on, and I'll show you how you do that when we talk about how to configure GetWrite in a few minutes. So I'm going to press enter to start the file download.
Enter.
For this file.
File added.
There you go. You hear my voice say file added. I hear some hard drive activity.
0%.
Now it's setting up the FTP transferring system.
Download started.
And there you go. It says download started. Let's examine this window just so you can get an idea of what all we've got here. I'm going to route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor. Press page down.
Page down.
And let's see what we got on this bottom line here.
Graphic 217 options button, pause button, cancel button.
Okay, we've got options, pause, and cancel buttons. And I'm going to press up arrow now.
03825 left at 4.0k/set.
Yeah, since this is a big file, it's going to take a while to download. But it says it's about 38 minutes remaining. And it also gives the transfer speed, which is about 4.0k per second.
Graphic 444.
That's just the graphic.
268.0k/9336.0k2%.
The first set of numbers you heard, the 260-something, that's what we currently have for the file size. And then the 9,000-something is the total size of the file. And you also hear the percentage at the end of that line there as well.
Graphic 302, deconnect 10,040.
That's just where it's going to be saved to.
Graphic 663 FTP/FTP.
And that's the address that it's getting the file from. Now I'm going to show you how you can resume the downloading of a file. Let's suppose that you're downloading, let's say, a 20 megabyte file. And all of a sudden, your internet service provider either disconnects you for some reason, or else your computer locks up, and you're on one of these websites that allows you to resume the downloading of a file. Well, this site that I'm downloading the Connect Out Loud trial version from does allow the resuming of downloaded files with GetWrite. So I'm going to press the PC cursor button.
PC cursor.
To turn off the JAWS cursor, and then I'm going to press Escape.
GetWrite dialog. Would you like to finish downloading this file later? Yes button.
And I'm going to say yes. I'll press Y.
Y. Dialogue.
And we're back at this dialog box thing, but don't worry about that. I'm now going to go into the system tray with insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. MCFEV shield.
So I've got my... That's my virus scan program. I'm going to press G for get right.
G. Get right. Enter. Taskbar. Context menu. Get right download status dot dot dot.
We're currently on the option that I want, the get right download status choice, but I'm going to move through this menu just to show you what else we have.
Tools.
Tools? Let me show you what's under the tools menu. I'm just going to press enter.
Enter. Enter new URL dot dot dot.
This is where you can enter a new address if you want.
Get right configuration wizard dot dot dot.
There are two ways you can configure get right. The first is by using this get right configuration wizard, which sort of guides you through setting up GetWrite, or you can use a multi-tabbed dialog box, and I prefer using the multi-tabbed dialog to set up GetWrite because everything's accessible. You can use the wizard, but the only complaint I had with it was that you have to use the mouse pointer or the JAWS cursor, in my case, to read the prompts on the screen. For some reason, they don't get spoken out very well if you just let the screen get read out to you.
GetWrite drop target dot dot dot.
GetWrite drop target.
Clipboard and click monitoring.
Currently, I have GetWrite set so that it will monitor the clipboard, meaning that if I copy an address for a file, let's say an .exe file, GetWrite will pop up and ask where I want to save the file. I also have GetWrite set up so that when you click on a file, let's say with a .exe extension like we did with the Connect Out Loud trial version, it will pop up its window after I click on the file. You can turn that off if you want, but I prefer to leave it on.
Enter new URL dot dot dot.
And we're back at enter new URL.
Context menu. Tools.
I just went back to the left, and we're back on the tools icon.
Recent finished files submenu. By get right submenu. Help and support submenu. About get right dot dot dot. Close get right.
And we're at the bottom of the menu.
Get right downloads tags dot dot dot.
I'm going to press enter on this.
Enter. Leaving menus.
Okay, now I can hear some hard drive activity. Get right is loading its download status window. Now, for some reason, we're not getting focused to the window, but that's okay. We just have to press tab.
Tab. Get right download status dialog. 313 view. Opened.
Now we're in a tree view. Now, this tree view contains all the quick folders I was telling you about. For instance, if I go down.
Level 1. Graphic 602. Graphic 144 demos. Graphic 602. Graphic 144 games.
So these are two of the quick folders that they had in the menu, demos and games. I'm going to press up twice.
Level
just to get back
0.
To the top. And I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab. List 1 list view. Not selected. Connect 1004. Dot dot dot. 12% 9.12 m.
Okay, so it says the file name that we're downloading. It gives part of the file name, and we're told that it's about 12% done, and that the total file size is 9.2 megabytes. Now, how do we tell GetRight to continue downloading this file? Well, to do that, you first have to select the file, and I'll press down arrow to select this one.
Connect 1004. Dot dot dot. 12%.
I'm going to route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Route JAWS.PC.
And I am currently on the
C
of connect 1049.exe, whatever the file name is. I'm now going to do a left double mouse click with the keyboard.
Left mouse button. Get right dialog. Cancel button.
Download started. There you go. It's now downloading the file again.
PC cursor.
I can confirm that by doing a title read command. That's insert T.
Title equals 13% connect 10,000.
See, before it was 12%. Now it's at about 13. I'm going to alt tab once here.
Alt tab. One files 3.65.
Now this is the download status window again. I'm going to press escape to close this particular window.
Alt tab, 15%.
Okay, now it's at 15%. That's going really good.
Alt tab, connect outloud information Microsoft.
And we're back in Internet Explorer. Now before I continue, I just wanted to tell you how you can determine if you can't resume a file download. If you go to the window that you're downloading the file from, let's say if we go to that connect 1049.exe file window, and if you use your mouse pointer, if you see a message that says, this server does not support resuming or something like that, then that means that you can't resume a file download. You can continue to download your file, but if anything goes wrong, then you're going to have to start all over again, just like you would with the regular download dialog. Now I'm going to show you how you can configure GetRight. And for the purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to use the multi-tab window. So I'm going to press the Start Menu key.
Left Windows. Start Menu. Windows Update. P. Accessories. G. GetRight. More Submenu.
We're on the More Submenu. I'm going to press Enter on this.
Enter. More.
We have some other
options
here.
Closed tray icon.
We've got Closed Tray icon.
Configuration.
Configuration. That's what I want.
Enter. Leaving menus. Get right configuration dialog. General page. General tab.
Alright, now we're on a tab control here. Right now we're on the general tab.
Tab. OK button.
There's the OK button.
Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Help button. Tab. Use Get Right's basic interface. This makes Get Right much simpler to use by hiding many of the more advanced options, including this configuration window. Checkbox checked.
If you're just starting out with this program, I highly recommend just leaving this box checked.
Tab. Switch and use the wizard for configuring get right dot 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 button.
That allows you to go to the wizard mode if you want.
Tab. Buy and get right enter code dot 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 button. Tab. Buy and get right ways to buy dot 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 button.
So here's something about how to buy get right.
Tab. Buy and get right buy now button.
There's the buy now button.
Tab. General tab.
And we're at the general tab.
Sounds tab.
Now this is really what I wanted to show you here.
Tab. Sounds page. OK button.
I'm just going to tab a couple of times here.
Tab, tab, tab. List 1 list view. Not selected address added file added dot warm.
1 of 23.
Here we have a list box of all the sounds that you can customize. Right now I am on
address added tab file added dot warm.
Address added, and it says the file name is fileadded.wav. So I'm going to go down.
Address added as alternate. Fileadded.wav.
That's another one. It says address added as alternate.
Alternates calculated.
Alternates calculated. This one does not have a sound associated to it.
Automatically segmenting.
Automatically segmenting. Basically what we're doing in this list box is we're looking at GetRight's current sound schemes. I currently have it set. Now, for those of you who don't know what a sound scheme is, a sound scheme allows you to associate sound files with certain events in Windows, for instance, and some other programs as well. As an example, in Windows, if you press the wrong key by mistake, you'll hear this. But you can change that particular event so that it plays a different sound file. And it can be just about any sound file you want. You can also turn off the sounds if you want to do that as well. You don't have to have any sounds playing whenever you make a mistake or anything like that. Although I personally find it very helpful. I'm going to just tab here.
Get right sounds button.
When I press this button.
Space. Get right dialog. Replace all your current sounds with the get right default sounds. Yes button.
And I'm going to say no.
And?
Now, when you first install Get Right, and if you come into this box, that is the button you should press, so that Get Right will use its default sounds. Now, you have to tab a few times after you answer that question, and I've already done that.
Get Right sounds button.
Okay, we're on Get Right sounds.
Tab. Graphic 433 button.
Okay, I guess this would be a play button.
Tab. None button.
This allows you to turn off all the sounds if you want.
Tab. Use default button.
Now, I don't understand why they've got a use default button, and then they have that get right sounds button. I don't know what this one does. I'm assuming this one does the same thing as the get right sounds button, but I'm not sure. I never tried it.
Tab. Browse dot 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 button.
Browse, that's so you can choose a new file. That clicking noise, by the way, is, since I'm using the free version of Get Right, there are some banner ads on the screen, and whenever they change, you'll hear a little click.
Tab. Sounds tab.
And we're back at the sounds tab.
Tab. OK button.
And we're on the OK button. I'm going to press Escape to cancel.
Connect OutLoud information Microsoft.
And we're back in Internet Explorer.
Download Connect OutLoud Florida server 9.3 MB period FTP link.
Right.
70%.
And we're at 70%, but I'm going to press Escape.
Get right dialog. Would you like to finish downloading this file later?
I'm going to say no.
And get right dialog. Really delete the partially downloaded file from your computer. Yes button.
And I'm going to say yes.
Why? Dialogue.
When you're downloading something with Get Right, it automatically adds a .get right to the original file name. When the file is finished downloading, Get Right will remove that period Get Right extension, and then you'll be left with the original file that you want. For instance, I would get just this connect1049.exe file without the .get right on the end of it. Another excellent feature of Get Right is that when it's finished downloading an executable file, like the connect1049.exe file that we were using for demo purposes, or let's say a .zip or zip file, GetRight will automatically launch your virus scanner, and it can scan that particular file for any viruses. That is an excellent idea, and I cannot overemphasize the fact that it is extremely important to have a really good virus scanner installed, and also make sure that it is updated frequently because of all these new viruses you keep reading about every so often. Another thing I like about Get Right is the way it handles multiple file downloads. For instance, what I like to do is I like to download, let's say, two files at a time from a website, and then I can add another file to my list because all the files that you're downloading are added to the download status window in case you want to either resume the file download or if you want to remove that file from the queue later on. Anyway, I can choose to download another file as I'm downloading, let's say, two more files, and GetRight will ask me, do you want to download this file now or later? And you also get choices for downloading all the files now or all the files later on. I would personally choose the later option. And you can keep doing that and just add more files. And then as soon as one file is finished, the next file in the queue will start downloading. That's a nice feature because you won't have to worry about bandwidth problems. Because the more files you're downloading at a particular time, the slower the process is going to get. There's only one thing I have to complain about, and that is if you're on a site like, let's say, mp3.com, GetRight for some reason will not let you download any MP3 files with that site. And there's a few other sites that won't work on either. I'm not trying to single out mp3.com here. But for some reason, whenever you click on a download link on mp3.com, GetRight will not come up. You'll just get the regular download prompt. You know, you have chosen to download a file from this location. Do you want to save this file to disk or run it from its current location or something like that? If you are into downloading files as much as I am, I strongly recommend trying this program out. It's very accessible. I find it's very simple to use, and it will really be of help if you are trying to download huge files off the internet. And then if you get disconnected from your internet service provider, you can always just log back on and then tell GetRight to start downloading the file again, and it will resume where it left off. You won't have to start all over from scratch. That is, unless, of course, you're downloading a file from a site that doesn't allow you to resume file download operations. But for the most part, you will be able to use the resuming feature on the majority of websites. If you would like more information about GetRight or to download a shareware copy, you can go to www.getright.com. That's www.getright.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about this demo, you can contact me via email at kelly@acbradio.org. That's K-E-L-L-Y @acbradio.org. For main menu, I'm Kelly Saperja.